Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's Wednesday, September 13th, 2023. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Harris is swiftly breaking massive news and covering big developments in the first hour, and I will begin in the second, third, and fourth hour again today, live. It's my second day of being deposed in the early morning, or again, right up until noon. I'm your host, Alex Jones, very blessed and honored to be here with you. We have a lot of, obviously, very important developments. The major Black Sea port, Russian port of Sevastopol, was hit by British and U.S. made cruise missiles, it appears. These are longer-range missiles that have just been being delivered to the Ukrainians, a massive escalation in the war. There are reports and, of course, footage that we're showing you now, what appears to be ships on fire and things like oil depots. This is a next-level development here on the Rand Corporation's threat continuum ladder. This is happening because Russia is winning the war in Ukraine, and NATO has told the world that they will basically involve the rest of the planet in any level of escalation that they see fit to, quote, kick Russia out of Ukraine. I'm not defending Putin. I wish he wouldn't have invaded, but the truth is the West overthrew Ukraine 9 years ago and has had a proxy war ever since. And Russia felt threatened, so they invaded. But who I do mainly blame is George Soros, the globalist, who bragged that they've orchestrated this whole thing while at the same time laundering billions and billions of dollars a month through Ukraine back into their pockets. Now, who in their right mind would support Russia putting hundreds of thousands of troops in, say, Toronto, Canada, and moving missiles up against the border and then attacking Americans that lived along the edge of the border? You would never put up with that. We would go to war with Russia. We are in Russia's backyard. We are in the birthplace of Russia. And the Russians have said they will not allow this to happen. And they're a nuclear power. So on the threat ladder, if Russia starts to lose, as hundreds and hundreds of these 1,000-pound, 2,000-pound bomb cruise missiles are delivered, they can take out the Russian command control systems, they can take out their bunkers, can take out their ships. If that continues, the Russians have said they're going to start hitting NATO targets. They said that a year ago. So this is an, again, unprecedented danger to all of civilization and humanity, and we have madmen at the helm of the West. And by the way, they're madmen in their own words. Biden last year said, if we give them Abrams tanks, that's World War III. Only a crazy person would do that. The head of NATO said, if we give them F-16s a year ago, that escalates. They said, if we give them medium-range cruise missiles, heavy cruise missiles, that's a massive escalation. We can't do that. But now suddenly, a year later, they can. So this is how wars escalate. It's been studied. Humans have been studied. We've studied how conflicts expand, and we're right now in the middle of it big time. So I'm going to be covering this more coming up. Obviously now McCarthy says the impeachment of Biden is moving forward because Republicans threaten to remove him. There's a new indictment developments against Trump federally. Owen Schroyer was sentenced to 60 days in jail for the First Amendment, making him a free speech martyr. There are so many other huge issues. The border is completely dissolved, but Mayorkas is giving himself congratulations, saying it's the best border control we've ever had. So this is the de-evolution of our country. This is the breakdown of it for the Great Reset, the collapse of civilization to bring in the globalist system. But humanity is awakening, and we see major movement by leaders around the world, both corporate, religious, and governmental, saying no to the New World Order. But that's what makes them so dangerous, because their whole program is being exposed. Their attempts at new lockdowns is falling flat on its face. But again, we've got to continue to press the attack of the information war, and we have a good chance to turn this around. If we don't, we are literally doomed. We'll come back from break with the great Harrison Smith, and I'll be back later. Thanks for all your support. Please spread the word about the broadcast, and please support the transmission at InfoWarsStore.com, where great products are now back in stock, like the great DNA Force Plus and Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. The Satanic New World Order is betting against humanity. They're betting on our weakness. They believe they can destabilize civilization and bring us down to the ashes of history. But the trap they've laid for us will be their destruction, not ours. If we trust in God, and if we are valiant and have courage to speak the truth and not comply and engage in civil disobedience and not join the masses who have decided that they are the scum of the earth, who have decided that they will join with this soulless corporate system. As for InfoWars, we are going to steadfastly continue to fight in the information war with our weapon, the truth, against the enemies of humanity. And we put our faith, and we put our trust, and we put our destiny in the hands of God. Because it's been said a trillion times, if God be with us, who can be against us?
Of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Harrison Smith sitting in for Alex Jones just for a little while. He will be taking over momentarily, but in the meantime, we have some massive news to break. In a number of different topics, we have the out-of-control, full-on invasion taking place at our southern border and making its way all the way up into the formerly sanctuary cities. Now, people are regretting that quite a bit. I'll also be talking about the impeachment inquiry that has begun, thanks to Matt Gaetz pressuring Kevin McCarthy. We've got new information about the lab leak COVID cover-up and how the intelligence agencies were involved in that. We've got employment and economic news that ties into the invasion, and some real classic conspiracy topics as well. Aliens being revealed in Mexico, iPhone radiation being banned in France, the magic bullet theory and the JFK assassination. We have just a heck of a lot to talk about, so we'll try to get to as much of it as possible before Alex takes over here in about an hour or so, but stay tuned for that. Should we start with the alien stuff? No, we'll start with the actually important stuff first. That is the massive war that America started in Ukraine by overthrowing their duly elected government and installing a more friendly puppet regime in its place. The latest from InfoWars.com, Russia's Navy port at Sevastopol on fire after massive Ukraine missile attack. In the overnight and morning hours of Wednesday, a major attack has ensued on Russia's key Black Sea naval port of Sevastopol. Multiple social media videos emerged showing massive blazes at the Sevastopol shipyard with possible deaths and at least 24 people being reported injured. And unless I'm wrong, this was the same port that they wanted to use Elon Musk's Starlink internet network to attack, and he prevented them from doing so. This was a missile attack, or at least that's what the initial reporting says, is strongly hinted at, based on statements by Sevastopol Governor Razovevs. Based on statements by the Sevastopol governor, he said, "Our enemies attacked Sevastopol and our air defenses were at work." This just the latest and perhaps most egregious escalation of the Ukraine war. Ukraine air attack early Wednesday sparked a fire at Sevastopol shipyard in Crimea. The Russian-installed governor of Sevastopol announced this on the Telegram app. And, yeah, as you just heard Alex point out in the first 5 minutes there, this is a predictable escalation because time and time again we're told that sending tanks would be, that's over the line. Sending fighter jets, that's too far. That would be World War III. If we send long-range missiles, there's no way they'd attack, you know, places inside Russia. It would be an escalation. That would be World War III. And then you give them 6 months or a year, and suddenly that's exactly what's happening. There's no end in sight to the Ukraine war. There could have been. There should be. Peace is there if we want it, but but that's not what the people in charge want. From the Gateway Pundit, 72,000 Ukrainian casualties in $110 billion meat grinder. UN says the world cannot afford for this senseless war to continue, and yet we keep funding it. And in fact, the latest pronouncement from the powers that be is that they have funds to carry out the Ukraine war until 2032. So this is just another 10-year-long endless quagmire of death and destruction. And, you know, maybe once those 10 years are over, then it'll be our turn to go to war with, like, the Azov Battalion. We'll call them domestic or international terrorists and go to war with them. That seems to be the pattern that these wars take over and over again. I have to say, since I've been in middle school and watching InfoWars has been firmly on the side of anti-war, anti-establishment divide in this country. And it's never been wrong. It's never been wrong. We never look back at the Iraq War and go, I was against that before, but now I really see the value in destroying Iraq and killing a million people. I thought it was dumb at first, but now I realize what a brilliant and wonderful thing that was. Like, nobody thinks that. Nobody looks back and says, I should have supported that war when I had the chance. Everybody, on the other hand, looks back and says, we were tricked into that. That was a lie. That was a total fabrication, the weapons of mass destruction. That was a complete boondoggle. We should have never been in there, and it's been nothing but disaster ever since. And I expect we'll have a similar reaction with Ukraine. Why people can't recognize this pattern and then take that into account when deciding whether or not they want to support the current war sort of baffles me. I don't get how they don't understand. This keeps happening over and over. Of course, the major difference between now and the world back then, 2001 to 2003, in the build-up to the Iraq War, is that back then you actually had to fabricate a reason to go to war. You actually had to do this whole weapons of mass destruction hoax. You had to carry out the September 11th attack. You really had to prime people to accept going to war. Now we're just at war, no vote. In fact, the only thing that's happened is there's been a symbolic vote to, really the only thing they voted on is, like, should we check how the Ukrainians are spending our money? And that was voted down. So no authorization of war. And they can't even, pretend like this is authorized by the NDAA or this is a war on terror. They're just doing it now. The same thing with COVID, right? They got all of these restrictions put on us because of COVID, similar in style and application to what happened after 9/11, only they just told us that it was happening. They just said, trust us, the flu is called COVID now, and you all have to stay inside for 2 years. And everybody did. That shows you what 20 years of psychological terrorism does to a population, and it continues. So this war is advancing. It is continuing. It is well-funded by your tax dollars. And it is an absolute meat grinder. 72,000 Ukrainian casualties, to the extent that they're running out of people in Ukraine. And now Poland is actually deporting Ukrainians back to Ukraine so that they can go fight on the front lines and be shoved into this meat grinder. U.S. funds for Ukraine stands at $110.97 billion, Fox News reported on Tuesday. That seems low to me. That seems a bit low. It seems like we sent them $110 billion last week, so I'm wondering where the rest of that money went. Of course, we have no idea, and we're prevented from finding out. Citing a document by the Office of Management and Budget of the White House, the UN disarmament head called on the world to make every effort for peace. U.S. Chief of Staff Mark Milley believes Ukraine may have only 30 days of fighting weather left this year. In the week of September 2nd through 9th, Ukraine lost nearly 6,000 casualties in its slow-moving counteroffensive. In other words, its failed counteroffensive. In other words, its complete boondoggle that they call a counteroffensive that has achieved absolutely nothing except to kill or maim thousands of innocent people. Wonderful stuff, isn't it? And it's not just that. The overall geopolitical effect of this is to drive our enemies closer together, drive the Far East into a unified economic bloc, empower Russia economically and militarily as they combine forces with China and North Korea. In fact, Kim Jong-un toasts Putin, wishing great victory over his enemies. The meeting between Kim Jong-un and President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday in the far eastern city of Vladivostok was all that it was expected to be, with the North Korean strongman praising a heroic Russian army, which will be led by Putin to a great victory over its enemies. So North Korea, China, and Russia combining together with, you know, probably Iran as well. These are the fault lines for World War III that have been slowly but surely drawn over the last several years. And in fact, China is making extremely aggressive, really unprecedented moves against Taiwan as we speak. Will that be the next Ukraine? Will that be the next step towards World War III? How long can this charade continue before the nuclear weapons start to fly? We'll answer some of those questions on the other side, and we'll get into what exactly China is doing. But stay tuned. There's a lot more still to come. The world is in absolute chaos. The New World Order is being really foiled at every pass. Things are not going as smoothly for them as they want. But one thing we know about these people is that they are ruthless and do not give up, and they are willing to burn the world rather than lose. So we're entering a very dangerous time period. Stay with us. This is Harrison Smith sitting in for Alex. Alex will return very shortly. Stay tuned.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? Law enforcement? And many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Harrison Smith, sitting in for Alex momentarily. He is in the building, just in the other room, being deposed, as it were. So as soon as he's done there, he will be here behind the desk. Just asked me to hold the seat for him while he's gone. We have a lot to talk about, really too much to talk about. We'll try to get to as much of it as possible. Talk about the Ukraine war right now. Of course, one of the biggest stories in America is the fact that Owen Schroyer has just been sentenced to 2 months in prison. Now he's going to appeal that. Yesterday he went on Timcast with Tim Pool. We'll show you some of those clips later. Absolutely killed it. Shows why he's a danger and a threat to the establishment. Of course, we've pointed it out before, but it's not just about the information that we cover. Obviously, that's the most dangerous thing, right? That is the weapon that we're wielding against the empire of lies that we're contending with. And it really, I mean, it is gaslighting world out there, folks. It's wild. I mean, we'll get to some of the lies of the Democrat Party here in just a second, whether it's Alejandro Mayorkas saying that the border is perfectly secure and everything's fine, or the impeachment bonanza that's kicking off, or COVID-19, or just anything you choose to mention. It's just endless. An endless cacophony of lies we're surrounded with constantly, and it is very annoying, and we have to confront it at every pass, and we have to explain how all of these things are lies, why they're lying about these things, and what they really intend for humanity. As you may have heard, it's a global government, open-air concentration camp, neo-feudal slave system. We'll get to all of that. But it's not just the information that makes Owen Schroyer and Alex Jones dangerous. It's the fact that they aren't just commentating. They aren't just mentioning what's going on. They actually get involved and want you to get involved as well. You are the resistance. That's the motto that makes InfoWars so dangerous. So I hope you can support us in this mission, not just by sharing our links, sharing the information, getting involved yourself, being a true InfoWarrior and taking this information to the streets, taking it to protests, always, of course, being peaceful, political, but not sitting down and just taking it as the Democrats take a jackhammer to the foundations of our country, our way of life, and freedom itself. We want you to get involved. We ask that you get involved. We try to make it clear that it's imperative you get involved. Without your involvement, they have victory. Your quiet submission to them is really their ultimate desire. This is the way the globalists work. First, they offer it. It's like the scene in 300. It's almost cliche at this point, right? First, it's a request. First, it's they want to ask you. First, they want you to come along with them willingly. But if you don't, then they use force. And it really is as simple as that. Force or trickery, right? Because they see human beings as children. And if you have children, you know at a certain point you have to resort to force or trickery. if your kid doesn't want to do something that's good for them, that you know is good for them, you have a right as a parent to make them do what they have to do. And that's the way they feel about us. See, we're not children. We're thinking individuals. We're human beings. We have a mind and a soul and intelligence. It's equal to or greater than these people. And we have the morality. That means that we don't use our intelligence or capability to oppress and confuse other people. So anyway, obviously we don't have to exaggerate about the attacks, I wonder. We don't have to pretend like we're being censored when we're not. We clearly are, and we've had to make massive changes to deal with the attacks that we're under. And at the same time, my God, have we made a lot of
incredible strides. Just thinking about when I started here 7 years ago, and we had one studio and one daily show and like a handful of reporters, and now we have this massive command center here. We've got the American Journal studio. We've got the War Room studio. We have Band.Video. We have, I mean, the amount that InfoWars has grown and expanded and just gotten more powerful in the face of all of these attacks, it is absolutely a credit to you going to InfoWarsStore.com. We so appreciate your support. We could not do it without you. And again, what we're doing here is fighting in a existential war for the fate of humanity, and that's really not overstating it. It's really understating it, if anything. After all, we know what these people have intended for us. In fact, we have a clip of Errol Musk, Elon's dad, breaking it down as well. It's like, you know when elite people get together, you know they don't talk about football, right? You know they don't talk about what AOC said on Twitter. Like, when billionaires and the world elite get together, they talk about immortality, techniques, immortality technology that's coming out. They talk about just unheard of warfare capability technology. They talk about psychological operations. Like, this is what these people are actually interested in. They want you to think that it's insane to talk about any of these things. All these things are conspiracy theories, and you're a nut if you talk about these. And then behind closed doors, they're all talking about all of this, whether it's the ultimate plan of depopulating the Earth to live in balance with nature by, you know, doing the climate change hoax, or whether they talk about, I mean, some of the things that I've even heard personally. Like, they really think they're going to live forever. And when you understand that they really do think that they are going to live forever in some form, whether it's by uploading their consciousness or by perfecting age reversal technology that's already in testing phases, that's already being utilized by human beings in unapproved scientific experiments, you realize that they're getting very close to their ultimate revolution, their ultimate plan, where they're going to live forever, and they will wield immortality as the ultimate prize for the obedient. Because obviously you can't have people being born and not dying endlessly. That's unsustainable. So they want to set up a system where a very small elite get immortality, and everybody else is vying for acceptance into that vested class. That's the ultimate goal. The billionaires all know it, and they don't talk about it openly because they realize how the regular people of the world would feel about that. But here I've just been rambling this whole time, when we do have some very, very important information to get to, including very disturbing developments in Ukraine, but also in China. We're going to show a couple videos in the next segment about Ukraine in particular. But just so you know, China has deployed over 40 planes to Taiwan Strait and is massing its forces at coastal military bases. Taiwan has warned at Amuse on Twitter. He says this is a wake-up call. China's unprecedented naval maneuvers, in a move that should send chills down the spine of every freedom-loving individual, China's People's Liberation Army Navy, aka PLAN, has embarked on its most audacious military exercise yet. The Shandong Aircraft Carrier Group, along with two surface action groups, has entered the waters east of Taiwan for what can only be described as an alarming display of military might. As of yesterday, China deployed a record-breaking 20 warships around Taiwan. This follows a staggering 202 naval activities detected in August, another record-setting number. The trend is clear. China is ramping up its naval activities at an unprecedented rate, and the world ought to take notice. This, of course, is not a legitimate confrontation between the West and China. It is a managed, very useful confrontation by the elite, who are at this moment actively moving the center of power from the West towards the East as part of their globalist.
The most powerful InfoWars life formula yet, DNA Force Plus, is now back in stock for 25% off while supplies last. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include QQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible
antioxidants and extracts carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 25% off. Or for an additional 10% off, grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body's Whole Support. These offers and so much more are only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa, don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boys, they did a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes. And they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line. I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
bride? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Jason Smith is sitting in for Alex Jones just for the next few minutes. Alex Jones will be taking over momentarily. He's in the office. He's in the building. Being deposed. So as soon as that ends, he will take over. We'll continue to break down the news for you here. Until then. Talking about World War III and the fault lines that are developing, the battle lines that are being drawn. Looks like Africa is going to be a major theater in the coming conflict. Ukraine, of course, is where it's centered now, but Taiwan seems to also be a point of contention that could flare up into chaos at any moment. A really fantastic sort of breakdown of this from Amuse on Twitter. When it comes to Taiwan, he says, Taiwan under siege. In the last 48 hours alone, Taiwan has tracked 48 PLA aircraft nearby, 33
PLAN warships surrounding the island, 24 planes crossing sensitive lines. These operations include unusual and never-before-seen flight paths, a clear indication that China is testing the waters, literally and figuratively. Beijing's displeasure, he says this, the military flexing is a response to a series of events that have irked Beijing, the G20 summit in India, strengthening of U.S.-Vietnam relations, U.S. Navy exercises in the Yellow Sea, U.S. destroyer transiting the Taiwan Strait, a delegation of U.S. reps meeting Taiwan's president, and U.S. support for Philippine resupply missions. He says the Biden regime needs to wake up and smell the gunpowder. Their lackadaisical approach to China's rising aggression is not just foolish, it's dangerous. It's time to rally the troops, both metaphorically and literally, and stand up against this looming threat. Of course, they're going to have trouble doing that, as there is a recruitment crisis in America right now, with some mainstream media reporting that even veterans are telling their families not to join the army, which really says something about the state of morale in this country, not just for the armed forces, but for everybody, really. That people look at the idea of sacrificing your life for this government, you think, why the hell would I do that? I don't even like paying my taxes. Why would I actually put my life on the line for these people? What, so Joe Biden can make a couple extra $1 million in Ukraine? I'm going to lay down my life for that? Yeah, I don't think so. So the same people that have sold out our entire economic system to China can then send me to fight and die China on their behalf? I mean, this, why would I do that? And of course, they're making up the difference by allowing foreign citizens to take over the army, because apparently we're just following the downfall of Rome playbook to a T. Point by point, we're doing it all. And it's really not looking good. I mean, I don't want to go to war with China, which is why I liked somebody like Donald Trump. You know, with the impeachment of Joe Biden being floated, being investigated, you know, they're starting committees to ask questions about potentially ultimately impeaching somebody for something. Like, they're doing it in the most Republican way they can, but they're talking about it. And so I thought I'd take a look back at what was being said when the first impeachment of Donald Trump took place. And at that time, you know, you go back to like the end of 2019, middle, you know, September, October 2019, and the headlines on CNN are like, China's economy is slowed down to its lowest point since 1990. The trade war against China having massive dividends as Trump brings them to the table. We were actually having massive success against China in an economic way when Trump was president. He, of course, presided over maybe the only four-year stretch in the last, five decades, maybe even longer, that America has not started a new war and, in fact, wind down many of the conflicts that we are in. And, of course, the whole time we were being told that Trump was a warmonger and he was going to start World War III. Now here we are on the cusp of World War III, and all the same people that warned us about Trump are celebrating it and or totally blind to it. I can't tell. I mean, either they don't know what's going on, and they're ignorant and they don't care because now the adults are back in charge so everybody can go back to sleep, or they know exactly what's going on and they're psychopaths that are driving us towards global destruction. It's one of those. I'm not sure which one. But yeah, it's not. It's China, it's Taiwan, it's Ukraine and Russia combining with North Korea and Iran. Saudi Arabia normalizes relationships with them as well. Just massive fluctuations in the geopolitical setup that we have to deal with. And I want to go down to a couple clips about Ukraine in particular. Let's see, I have time for one of these. Let's go to clip five here. This is Elon Musk talking about how the Ukraine government requested he turn on Starlink to assist in its attack on Russia. This is his refusal to expand the Starlink coverage to allow them to carry out a sneak attack on Russia. It's now being used to call him a traitor to America, apparently. Now, we've never declared war on Russia. There's been no even attempt to justify our conflict with Russia. But apparently you're a traitor if you don't help kill thousands of Russians and bring us even closer to the precipice that is nuclear exchange with that country. Here's Elon Musk yesterday at the All In Festival, conference, whatever it is. He was asked about this Starlink scandal. Here's his answer.
If at the time this happened, the region around Crimea was actually turned off. Now, the reason it was turned off was, actually originally, was because the United States had sanctions against Russia, and we were not allowed to actually, and that includes Crimea in the sanctions, and we're not allowed to actually turn on connectivity to sanction the country without explicit government approval, which we did not have the U.S. government. So, basically, Ukraine didn't give us any advance warning or heads up or anything. But we just got these urgent calls on the Ukrainian government saying that we needed to turn on Crimea. It's like in the middle of the night, basically. And we're like, what are you talking about?
You lost?
Which is poor. We're basically figured out that this was kind of like a Pearl Harbor type attack on Sevastopol, on the Russian fleet in Sevastopol. So they're really asking us to really proactively take part in a major act of war. While we certainly have huge empathy and support for the Ukrainian government, the Ukrainian government is not in charge of U.S. People or companies. That's not how it works.
And Elon, if I could just...
I should say that, although I'm not President Biden's biggest fan, if I had received a presidential directive to turn it on, I would have done so, because I do regard the president as the chief executive officer of the country, whether I want to have the president or not. I still respect the office. And so, if I got a request from the president type of thing, from the American president, to be clear, then I would have turned it on. So if no such request came through.
That's a really wow. Interesting point. And what Chamath is referring to is you're now being attacked. I saw there was Jake Tapper the other day on CNN interviewing our Secretary of State. He was all lathered up, basically attacking you for this. David.
To his credit, Secretary Blinken was actually quite supportive, despite the absurd accusations and leading questions of Jake Tapper on CNN.
Yeah, he didn't take the bait, to his credit.
Secretary Blinken was in this regard for not taking the bait at all.
Yeah. Well, to me, this is an example of no good deed goes unpunished. Because if you had never given...
I hope some good deeds go unpunished.
Yeah, but that's the exact right way to put it. I mean, the guy activates Starlink for free, providing Ukraine with millions, if not billions of dollars of free service, and now they're calling him a traitor for not giving them more. I mean, it's ridiculous. And then it also reminds me of what's happening with SpaceX. I mean, they're going after Elon with everything they've got. It's because he's pro-free speech. It's because he's against their agenda, just like they went after Trump. They don't actually care about these things you're going after him for. But in the same way that he actually isn't allowed to activate Starlink because of the sanctions, he's not allowed to hire foreigners, but they're investigating him for that, too. It's a lose-lose situation with these people.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com, Band.video, MadMaxWorld.tv. Lots of options for you to share this message, share these links, and awaken the world. I'm Harrison Smith. I'm the host of the American Journal, the morning show here on Infowars. We broadcast live each and every weekday morning, 8 to 11 a.m., taking your calls for much of the time, as I find that is one of the most expedient ways to find information that, even with my endless trawling through news, I still happen to miss. And the callers will call in and let me know about stuff that flies under the radar. So thank you for tuning into that. And, of course, Alex Jones will be here. This may be my last segment with you. He should be finishing up his deposition here momentarily and will be in to cover today's biggest news. But we're going to keep covering some of this until then, and we're going to move on from the war stuff now. Although I got to show you this video. I know there's so many other things to cover, and we'll get to, we'll show you some videos of Owen on Timcast yesterday talking about his experience being a political prisoner and a martyr for free speech. We'll talk about the economy and just the pure unadulterated gaslighting that's going on there and how that is affected by immigration, which is another big topic that we'll talk about. Oh, and also Mexico has alien corpses, apparently. Apparently we live in an M. Night Shyamalan movie, and Mexico just gave a presentation with a bunch of aliens, and that was weird, so we'll get to that as well. So I'm sorry to stick on this one topic, but, you know, it is World War III. It is, you know, tens of thousands of people dying or being maimed and left for dead as we race headlong towards nuclear catastrophe, so maybe it's worth spending a little extra time on. But this should give you Like, this video I'm about to show you, this really sort of says it all. This really tells you everything you need to know about the current conflict in so many different ways. Let's go. Excuse me. Let's go to clip number 6 here. A very important, very serious message from the Ukraine military. Okay, let's watch.
Russia hates the truth that their obsessive focus on a Ukrainian volunteer is simply allowing the light of the Ukrainian nation's honesty to shine brightly. Next week, the teeth of the Russian devils will gnash ever harder, and their rabid mouths will foam in uncontrollable frenzy as the world will see a favorite Kremlin propagandist pay for their crimes. And this puppet of Putin is only the first. Russia's war criminal propagandists will all be hunted down, and justice will be served as we in Ukraine are led on this mission by faith in God, liberty, and complete liberation.
What did we just see, folks? What was that? Well, that was globalism in action. We were just talked down to about the truth by a man in a wig with fake breasts in a dress. It's really like, think about the number of ways that video just embodied everything that there is to know about the Ukraine war. First of all, it's an American transvestite who's delivering what is essentially amounts to a threat against a journalist, right? Just a very chilling, like, promise to eliminate a Kremlin propagandist. They mean journalist. They mean a Russian journalist of some sort. I don't know who that is. Maybe it's Tucker Carlson. I don't know. I mean, they think Tucker Carlson, I mean, he's on the hit list, right? Maybe it's any of the people, any of the great journalists that are actually opposed to the ongoing meat grinder writ large that is the Ukraine conflict. Maybe it's me. Maybe it's me. Maybe I'm a Russian propagandist. After all, I don't mindlessly repeat the obvious lies from the Ukraine government, from the American government about Ukraine. So that makes me a Russian propagandist, according to these people. Maybe it's me that he/she, you know, you think that's Zelensky? Zelensky, he puts a wig on, mimics an American accent. No, that's some sort of American. That's some sort of American person. So again, it's like an American speaking for Russia. There's that whole aspect that they're a puppet of us. It's them talking down to us about the truth and how Russia hates the truth, says the man dressed as a woman. It's just, it's mind-boggling, threatening journalists, and just vicious, and yet they try to spice it up. They try to make it flowery and sound like epic and biblical, like the gnashing of teeth, whatever he said. And it just comes across cringy and weird and upsetting and bizarre. And again, they're literally sitting here going, we are going to kill journalists. So you watch out. It's like, all right, we get it. We get it. You're the evil side. Yeah, just my takeaway from that is just you're just radiating evil at us and expecting us to go along with it. So no, thank you. No, thank you. You can keep your truth to yourself, you murderous weirdo. Trans spokesperson says Ukraine will hunt down Russian propagandists around the world. Sarah Ashton Cirillo. Yeah, so it's a man dressed as a woman with a hyphenated last name from America speaking on behalf of the Ukrainian military to threaten journalists who don't support the war. So that, I think, really sums it up, doesn't it? Just incredible. So there you go. All right, now we're moving on. Now we'll move on from the World War III clown world gaslighting madness, but not really, because that's just all we have these days. That's all that there is to talk about in the mainstream media, because we have moved beyond conspiracy theory into just it's all out in the open. It's all happening right in front of you. It's just whether you have your eyes open or not. Once this World War III is here from Toxic Culture, that's a video you can find in sharedband.video, published yesterday. But let's talk about one of the other just massive, hugely deadly scams being pulled on the world, but in particular the American people. This time, not World War III, but COVID, COVID-19, and the lab-created, released on purpose, bioweapon designed and deployed to psychologically terrorize and enslave humanity. from the Daily Mail, though this story is actually comes directly from Congress. CIA whistleblower claims agency bribed their own analyst to say COVID did not come from Wuhan. CIA whistleblower claims agency bribed their own analyst to say COVID did not come from Wuhan. Bombshell Republican report exposes alleged virus origins cover-up. Six of seven members of a CIA COVID discovery team were given, quote, significant monetary incentive to change their position, according to a whistleblower. This actually comes from a letter, a memorandum straight from the Congress of the United States to the Honorable William J. Burns, Director of the Central Intelligence Agency, says, "Dear Director Burns, the Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Pandemic and House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, together the committees, have received new and concerning whistleblower testimony regarding the agency's investigation into the origins of COVID-19. They say a multi-decade, senior-level, current agency officer has come forward to provide information to the committees regarding the agency's analysis of the origins, or into, rather, the origins of COVID-19. And they lay out what I just said to you, that there were seven members. The one most senior member seemed to think beyond all reason and explanation that COVID came from an animal of some sort, jumped from a pangolin, apparently, or something like that. Only one of them, and it happened to be the most senior person, believed that. Everybody else thought that there was good evidence that it came from a lab. You know, because of, like, the receipts that they had. You know, because of how they created it in a lab and thought, hey, maybe that's that thing that we made and then released. Because here's the thing. The intelligence agencies have been involved in COVID-19 since before it existed. You see what I'm saying? Peter Daszak, according to a whistleblower that worked at EcoHealth Alliance, was approached by and perhaps recruited by the CIA shortly before the release of COVID-19. Event 201, the little game they held, the little exercise, the tabletop exercise that was held by John Hopkins University and the World Economic Forum and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation in October of 2019, happened to be headed by and orchestrated by Avril Haines, who happens to be the current head of the DNI, the head of the intelligence agencies. They've been at this since the beginning. They've been involved in this since the beginning. All of COVID was and continues to be an intelligence operation coordinated and orchestrated by American intelligence with cooperation from the Chinese Communist Party, with cooperation from these private NGOs such as World Economic Forum and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And they even have, I should have gotten this clip. Maybe we can find it here if Alex is stuck in his deposition for any longer, where they actually talk. It's a Chinese guy going, what happens if they think it comes from a lab? And it's Avril Haines, current director of the DNI, head of the DNI, saying, well, we have ways of covering that. Well, we have ways of stopping that type of speculation. Don't you worry about that. So they've been involved in Corona since the beginning. They carried out Event 201. They worked with Peter Daszak and EcoHealth Alliance to create the virus, and they helped cover up the origin, as revealed by this whistleblower. We'll be right back with the second hour. Alex Jones joins soon.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.